Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. I know Jared from Port Orchard is. Jared, are you there?
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. Hi, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Jared has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Who is the current coach of the Mariners?
Pass.
Chuck E. Cheese's real first name is what?
Charles.
Yes. What zodiac sign are you if you were born on Earth Day?
Leo.
No.
Virgo.
No.
Sagittarius.
No. Well, what band had the hit song You Shook Me All Night Long?
AC/DC.
Correct. Seattle's the most populated city in Washington, but what is the second?
Leavenworth.
No.
Everett.
No.
Kirkland.
No. Beginning with M, what is the real first name of Vin Diesel?
Mario.
No.
Mark.
Yes. What is the third book in the Harry Potter series?
Goblet of Fire.
No.
Chamber of Secrets.
No.
Order of the Phoenix.
No. Who played Jules in the popular 90s movie Pulp Fiction?
Bash.
Who won the most recent Super Bowl?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. What planet is seventh from the sun?
Uranus.
Yeah. Whoa. You know it. Jared, yeah. Right down the middle, you got 5 correct.
Hey, Steve lost earlier to the guy that got 5.
This is very true.
Better than I've done before.
Well, right. Well, congratulations. Maybe you'll get a win then. I have faith. Steve is not on his A game. At least he wasn't earlier, so I don't think he is right now either. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Who is the current coach of the Mariners?
Scott Servais.
Correct. Chuck E. Cheese's real first name is what?
Charles?
Yes. What zodiac sign are you if you were born on Earth Day?
Oh, man. An Aries.
No.
Sagittarius?
No.
A Taurus.
Yes. Oh. What band had the hit song You Shook Me All Night Long?
AC/DC.
Correct. Seattle is the most populated city in Washington, but what is the second?
Tacoma.
No.
Spokane?
Yes.
Nice.
Beginning with M, what is the real first name of Vin Diesel?
Marvin?
No.
I mean, that made sense, right? I don't know. Matt?
No.
Mark?
Correct. What is the third book in the Harry Potter series?
Harry Potter and the Steve Never Read It.
No.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
No.
Harry Potter Does Dallas?
No. Who played Jules in the popular 90s movie Pulp Fiction?
John Travolta?
No.
No, Bruce Willis?
No.
Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes. Wow. Steve, you got 7 correct.
Whoa.
Congratulations. That's a win. 7-5.
Yes.
Sorry, Jared.
I'll get him the 4th time.
I like that confidence.
Yeah. Keep having faith in yourself.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Does that put me at 99 wins?
99 wins. Are you going to get the 100 tomorrow?
Is tomorrow going to be the day?
I hope so. Are you guys going to bring in the confetti cannons or no?
No.
Might have to.
Clearly didn't bring them in today, so I have a feeling that you're not going to bring them in tomorrow either.
Yeah. I just like that we had no faith that it was going to be today.
Oh, yeah, we didn't, did we?
Uh-uh.
Or just no interest in buying confetti cannons. It was one or the other.
Maybe it's kind of both.
Yeah.
Danny, 3rd book in the Harry Potter series.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yes.
How do you expect me to get that right?
I don't. Jules, you eventually got is Samuel L. Jackson. And the two that Jared got correct and you didn't get to, who won the most recent Super Bowl?
Oh, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. And what planet is 7th from the sun?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
It sure would be, Steve.
For real?
For real.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on beating Jared.
A massive band reunited over the weekend, but did they really need to? Who is it? We're going to tell you after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
Victoria Beckham, otherwise known as Posh Spice, celebrated her 50th birthday with a Spice Girls reunion. All 5 members.
Oh, man. I know all of us have been hoping and praying for this, right? Yes.
The day finally came.
I'm being sarcastic and Sarah's like, you know it.
Yeah.
So the 5 members of the Spice Girls reunited to perform their classic hit, Stop. And David Beckham, of course.
Time out.
Classic hit.
I never heard the song.
Yes.
You would probably know
it. Okay, wait. If you have audio, maybe I will. Okay.
David Beckham is the one who was behind the camera and captured some of these magical moments and, of course, posted it on Instagram for all of us to enjoy. Here is what it sounded like.
Sarah knows the dance moves to it.
Are you surprised, really?
No. I mean, you know, coming from such a huge Alice in Chains fan like Sarah, of course her second favorite band would be the Spice Girls.
She has very well-rounded tastes.
I don't know that. I don't know.
I know that one, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Is that on the first record? Did they even put out a second record?
They did. Of course they did. Spice World?
That was the movie.
I don't remember how many albums they put out. But Spice World was a blockbuster. That's a great
Or Spice Up Your Life, I think, might have been their second one.
No, the first one was Spice. And then Danny, you're right, it was Spice World.
Yeah, thank you.
And then there was other ones that I won't even say because...
Oh, there was more than 2?
Yes.
Oh, they kept trying.
And then which member of the Spice Girls left for a minute? Wasn't there one that took off?
Didn't Posh leave for a while?
Was it Posh?
I'm pretty sure she did.
It was Ginger.
Oh, Jerry Hollywell.
It all went downhill after Ginger decided to leave. She was the glue that kept that group together, really.
Well, get this. The party for Victoria Beckham was attended by many celebs who are also big Spice Girls fans, I'm sure, like Tom Cruise and Salma Hayek.
Okay, I don't know if they were there because they're Spice Girls fans, but they're just friends probably with like David Beckham or Posh Spice or Victoria Beckham.
I bet they were singing along to the lyrics of Stop.
Yes.
I did see an interview with her because she was 50 years old.
Which is crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, that I agree. But the part that I thought was interesting, like she was being interviewed about like turning 50 and like how she feels about that. And she's like, you know, honestly, I think like, I'm paraphrasing, but her mindset changed when like, was it Marc Jacobs? He's like a guy, right, in the fashion world.
Yeah.
Okay.
he's a guy.
I know the name. I don't know what the hell he does. But she said something like, I remember Marc Jacobs saying to me that when he turned 60, that was better than the alternative of not turning 60. And that kind of changed the mindset of like, yeah, I don't want to turn 50. But what's the alternate? Not being alive? So, of course, you got to embrace it. And I was like, oh, you know what? That's a pretty profound statement from Posh Spice.
Well, now fans are hopeful that maybe they will continue this reunion and put together a new album, maybe go on tour. So, more to come for you rockaholics who are just stoked about the Spice Girls.
I feel like that might be on a short list of like artists or bands that are. I'm okay if they never get back together again. You know what I mean?
It's fine.
Wow.
I would freak out with excitement if they did.
Do you think that they could do an arena tour?
Yes! Without question.
100%.
Without question.
Sell out every gate, I bet you.
Do you think they could do a stadium tour?
Yeah.
Probably.
Really?
Honestly. Yeah.
I'm not saying it to like knock them. Like,
no.
But I'm wondering, like, do they have that much of an appeal that somebody would, 50,000 people would be willing to drop at least $100, probably more than that these days. $200 to see the Spice Girls reunite.
Dude, seeing how popular nostalgia is these days, I feel like there's everyone, and it, like if you have all the Sarahs of the world, and then all the Sarahs taking all their kids to the shows.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Huge.
Coming soon to T-Mobile Park. Spice Girls.
Steve Miggs is going to be in the front row. You are listening to The Daily Miggs Show. Give us a follow on social. Our handle is at Daily Miggs. And I just wanted to say, if you do follow us on social, you probably saw some photos from Walk MS yesterday.
Yes.
It was an awesome turnout. Beautiful weather. Shout out to everyone who came out and supported. We had a blast.
And Danny was there as well as Sarah. I wasn't able to make it. I was doing dad stuff.
You were busy, dad. I totally know.
I was so bummed that I wasn't able to join you guys because, A, the weather was great, and it just looked like a great time, and a lot of Rockaholics were there as well. But Danny decided to interview you after the walk to see how things were going.
Taryn, you just finished the MS walk. How do you feel?
I feel amazing. I'm a little bit sweaty. I probably need to reapply sunscreen, but it has been a magical day. And I'm also really glad, Danny, you got to meet my whole family today.
Good. Hi, guys. National Treasures here. However, we lost Sarah out on the path.
She's probably at a bar.
I think she went to get a mimosa somewhere.
She's doing shots. We'll find her later. The National Treasure is rocking a KISW rock shirt.
I love it so much. Thank you for having us, Taryn.
Hey, thank you for being on the team, Danny. Means the world.
So where the hell were you?
Okay, I was actually, I thought, being a really nice friend because in the middle of the walk...
By bailing?
No, in the middle of the walk, there's like a rest stop. You know, they have what they were giving out water bottles. They were giving out Clif Bars. So we all were getting them. And then the last thing I heard was Danny say, oh, I really have to pee. I'll be right back because there were porta potties.
That is not what I said.
That's what I thought he said.
So what did you say?
I said, wow, I really need to pee, but I'm not waiting for a porta potty.
Oh, okay. That's completely different. Yeah.
So we're waiting and waiting and waiting. And meanwhile, my husband is getting very impatient and is like, let's walk already. And I was like, no, we got to wait. We got to wait for Danny. And then I called Danny. I'm like, yo, dude, are you okay in there?
Do you need extra toilet paper or what?
Yeah. He's like, what do you mean? We continued walking without you. And I was like, so I've been waiting here for like 20 minutes for no one. Cool. And George is like, I told you so.
I feel like you have the worst luck of public bathrooms and your friends.
Everyone just leaves me. Yeah. Literally.
Also, when Danny called my dad the National Treasure, my dad lit up like a Christmas tree. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
He loved it. And thanks again, guys. It was wonderful to walk with you yesterday.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if you do, you could win season passes for the Washington Wolfpack of the Arena Football League at Angel of the Winds Arena. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 920.
Yes, the Daily Miggs Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for season passes to the Washington Wolfpack of the Arena Football League at Angel of the Winds Arena.
I'm fired up for this. See, I have a buddy that's on the team. He did all the tryouts and all that, made the team. Shout out to Dave Turner. He's on the Washington Wolfpack, so I'm excited to go see them play.
I met him. He looks like a professional athlete.
Yeah, he's
that
a good boy.
A beefy man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Gave great hug, though. Great hug.
Oh, he's the best dude.
And their very first game is coming up May 5th, Rockaholics. So let's meet this morning's contestant, who is Ryan in Tacoma. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
So you've got to get both of these songs right to win. The first one, you are on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook as a member of our show at random has to get it right for you. If not, you will lose and caller 9 will get the tickets. Let's see who you're playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
All right, here goes the wheel. Will it land on me again? We'll find out. Oh, wait, it's on me right now.
Come on,
Taryn. It landed
me.
On Taryn. By a hair.
Yes. Ryan, you want to do this?
Let's do it. I'm just glad it's not Sarah.
Wow.
Dude.
We're all glad.
That's typically the theme, I think, for this game.
Anyone but Sarah.
Anyone but Sarah.
All right, Ryan, are you ready for your first clip?
Let's do this.
We can play it again.
Ooh. Yeah, can you play it again, please?
Oh, man, that one's so easy.
I can help you.
Isn't that the President of the United States lump?
Yes!
You didn't need your help.
You didn't even need me.
You know, she might be dead. Try to turn on the President's to Tatum because she loves Casper Baby Pants. Played some President. She's like, I don't like this.
Oh.
I'm like, it's the same person, though.
Barrett is so into peaches right now. That's like his top requested song at the moment. Oh, yeah.
No, Noodles and Butter and Run Baby Run by Casper Baby Hands. That one's great, but not peaches, no.
Danny, I am ready for my clip.
I hope you are.
Ooh, I love it.
Okay, I do not, on the first listen, no idea what that is. Let's hear it again.
You don't got this?
No, I do not.
What the hell's wrong with you? This is so easy.
Ryan, do you got this?
I am no help to you, Taryn.
Is it Nine Inch Nails Head Like a Hole?
Oh!
Yes!
Wow. I love this song.
It just clicked.
Isn't it funny how sometimes when it's out of context, your brain doesn't make that connection, but once it does, doesn't it seem so easy?
And now Ryan is going to go to see every home game of the Washington Wolfpack.
Which is really awesome because Dave Turner's one of my friends too, so.
Dude, Dave Turner knows everybody.
He's the glue that holds this whole world together.
See, he goes by the nickname in wrestling as the Black Sheep, but I'm starting to think he's not the Black Sheep.
And when I met him.
No, he's really not.
When I met him, he had the Washington Wolfpack mascot with him, and I think the mascot's name is Apollo.
Yeah, they're roommates now. It's crazy.
Just living with a mascot.
I don't know.
Well, congratulations, Ryan. That's awesome.
Small world.
Yeah, it totally is. It's Dave Turner's world. We just live in it.
Yeah, that Nine Inch Nails song. That's off of what? Pretty Hate Machine?
Pretty Hate Machine.
That's off their first record.
1989, I want to say.
That's back when it was just him fully just by himself. I remember my mind was blown when I thought it was a full-on band until I eventually found out that he wrote and recorded everything on his own and had a touring band, which included the dude from Filter for a minute. It's nuts, yeah.
Mm.
That's a great song.
Rockaholics, if we talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Ozzy Osbourne. The Daily Mix Show. All morning, we have received text messages and phone calls from you, Rockaholics, that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by the Law Tigers. We want to talk to you, so call us up and chime in on anything we've hit on this morning, or just anything that's on your mind in general. 206-803-ROCK. Juan in Lakewood, you want to talk about an awesome party you attended over the weekend.
Yeah, it was fun, guys. Thanks for having it.
Juan! Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, hey, Steve. My son was kind of disappointed. He didn't know. He told me, hey, Papa, I didn't know Steve was bald.
Oh, no. I forgot to warn everybody. That's my mistake. Please apologize to him. See, I'm telling you, people think of you and look at you differently when you don't have any hair.
But it was fun. It was nice meeting y'all.
Dude, that was
PBR was great.
The PBR was great. And the games, man, I didn't realize how many games Chuck E. Cheese, I haven't been to a Chuck E. Cheese in, I mean, forever, back when they had ball pits.
It was massive.
It was awesome.
I played the snowboarding game. I got second place. I was so excited.
I know. When I was leaving, I saw you. You were very serious about that snowboarding game.
Trying to win tickets for my kid, you know? Well, thanks, Juan. We're glad you came out and partied with us.
Yeah.
And, Sarah, you were a big fan of the pizza.
Oh, my goodness. When they said they changed their recipe, they were lying.
Pasquale doesn't mess around.
No. It was so good. And Brie offered if we could get stuffed crust, and I screamed with excitement.
You did. You flipped out.
I was like, y'all have stuffed crust pizza? I haven't had that since, like, in years. Like, back at Pizza Hut.
But the pizza was a big hit up in like, the little section. I called it the VIP room, even though it wasn't VIP. But I found
it
everybody.
Felt like it.
Very important.
We're up in the VIP. Come on by, and we'll hook you up with a slice of pizza. It's going to be great. Also, their french fries.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their french fries. Myself and Linda, Danny's girlfriend, we were just... I think we went on a very in-depth, serious conversation about how well-seasoned their french fries were.
Danny did wings. Everything was a hit. It was such a fun party.
Sarah made a kid cry. We got a text message from somebody that said, hey, Sarah, don't feel too bad. It was a running joke with my family that if you want your kid to cry, have me try and hold it. I had the worst luck. They called me the cry inducer. Now I'm a dad of five, so eventually they did stop crying. And we had that moment. It was with Kevin and his lovely family. They showed up to the party. And Kevin, for some reason, I don't know, I think his wife would have been upset if she found out, let Sarah hold their baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Their little baby boy. And it sounded like this. Oh, man. Sarah, what are you doing right now?
I am holding the cutest baby ever.
What parent would allow you to hold their child?
I don't know, but he is adorable and my ovaries are screaming. Where is George to see this?
George, it's time to make a baby.
Uh-oh. Baby's about to cry.
Look at her
face.
Well, it's Sarah. She makes kids cry.
Yeah, I know. I mean, have you seen her face? Yeah.
Kevin, you're here with your child. You let Sarah hold him.
He's always about to cry. Be honest. He just wants the boob. That's all he wants right now.
Oh, well.
Uh-oh. You're not going to like mine. Sorry. I got nothing in there.
The kid was going for the boob.
Yeah, I was wearing kind of like a tank top that was like a little low cut, I guess. And he immediately was like, his hands were going down there. I was like, whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
Like this party, Breed and manager's like, I'm going to have to kick you guys out. I'm like, why? Sarah and this child, things were getting strange. She's not even a mom.
Yeah, what is happening?
We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by the Law Tigers, 206-803-ROCK. Alan from Seattle, you were our Beat Migs contestant at 6:50 this morning. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about the t-shirt idea I heard you say after we hung up.
You've been giving it some thought?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, how many wins you think, Migs?
How many wins and what?
Has he had?
I'm at 99 right now.
No, I know. That's why I always call in, because I gotta try and even the numbers.
Oh, so you're working up to 99.
I'm just trying to figure out how many wins I need before I can get that t-shirt.
69. Oh, you mean you want me 69? To make you want me to make you a t-shirt?
And that was Taryn's idea.
Yeah, Taryn, what was the great idea that you had earlier? I forgot it already.
Well, I just thought that since Alan, you are undefeated against Migs so far?
Did you say 4-0?
Correct. 3-0 so far.
Oh, 3-0. Okay.
So what would be how many times does someone have to beat you in order to get a t-shirt?
Well, do we have proof? Do we have certificates of authenticity saying that he beat me these three times? I mean, we're just trusting this man. We don't even know him. Wow. And you guys are so quick to just hand over t-shirts to him.
It's a work in progress.
I could go to like a Hobby Lobby, get a blank t-shirt, some crayons, and I could write something on there if you want.
Speaking of t-shirts, can we talk about the t-shirt that one Rockaholic was wearing on Saturday? It was his homemade t-shirt that said chickens Vera Cluckin.
Yes.
In honor of our intro to the Daily Mig Show.
I did see that. That was amazing.
I was very excited, and I want a copy of that shirt now.
We should make some.
Because I'm a crazy chicken lady.
We should make some.
We should absolutely make those.
We'll make them with crayons and a white t-shirt.
No, that was very, very impressive. We met so many great people.
I do want to say thanks. Big thanks. Huge thanks to Bree, the manager over at Chuck E. Cheese. But everybody that was involved there, they could not be nicer. The staff, everyone was just taking care of all of our rockaholics. And there was a lot of chaos up there. There's a lot of people. So sometimes people were moving around a lot. So they're trying to find where. And they were, the worst thing was they were always coming to me. They're like, where do these pizzas go? And I'm like, oh, no, just throw them on that table over there. And then there was like a family going, no, that's our pizza. We specifically ordered that pizza.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. I thought they were just sending a pizza for the crew. And I was just wanting to share whatever pizza they gave us to everybody that was around.
Well, and obviously the people that showed up know the four of us on this show. But Bree was the star. Honestly, yeah. People were so excited to meet Bree because she's the one that made it all happen.
And also, she couldn't be nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And Tatum got to go. And I mean, for a half a second, she hung out with the Rockaholics. And then when she realized that she had a bracelet to go play video games, she was out and gone for 2 hours. This kid cannot stop talking about Chuck E. Cheese now.
What ended up being Tatum's favorite game?
I don't even. I think it was the picture taking things. It wasn't even games. Like you go into a photo booth. Because she had like 30 pictures. I was like, what the hell are you guys doing down there?
Make a photo collage when she gets home.
These pictures where it looks like they're eating pizza, then they have mouse ears. But man, she's got now, the dog? Jasper.
Oh, Jasper.
Jasper T. Jowls. She's got that stuffed animal that she won from all the prizes that or all the video games that she played. And then she also got a Chuck E. Cheese. But now she wants Helen the Henny, Mr. Munch. I mean, I'm now learning more about the characters of Chuck E. Cheese than I ever thought I would know. We watched YouTube videos all day yesterday of her watching songs that are performed by Chuck E. Cheese and his band. It's kind of bonkers.
You got to collect all the characters.
I feel like you're going to be seeing me a lot at the Tacoma Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, thanks again, Rockaholics, for a very memorable first listener party. Now imagine being a fan that nearly cost your team from winning a game. This happened during the Mariners game this weekend. You're going to hear what went down at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Colorado Rockies won their first game of their Sunday doubleheader with the Seattle Mariners, 2-1 in 10 innings.
So frustrating.
But the game probably should have ended an inning earlier, if not for a fan interference call that took away a walk-off home run. With the game tied at 0-0 in the bottom of the ninth, Rockies catcher Jacob Stallings hit one deep into left field, and this is the call.
And this ball's tagged deep left field, way back. Did he catch it? At the very top of the wall, Stallings has to hustle to second. I think he thought it was out.
I think Dylan Moore had it in his glove. I think he was going to rob him. And then when he hit the wall and it kind of came back and it popped out of the glove. Yes, but watch Dylan Moore, who, by the way, oh, this fan interference.
But good.
Yeah, but where's his arm?
I do love our announcer guys. It's like, good. It's not a home run. Yeah, but then he started realizing, oh, crap, I think it might be a home run.
Yikes. Yeah, but where's his arm, though?
That's a homer. That's going to be a walk-off homer. It's got to be.
See, he's not as unbiased as I. But good. It sounds great. Yeah, let's celebrate.
So they looked at the replay, of course, and the umpires ruled that the fan interfered with Moore's attempt to make that catch and called Stallings out to end the inning.
Review. The fan interfered with the fielder making the catch on the ball. Runner is out.
No!
Oh, my gosh. I am absolutely flabbergasted at that.
No way.
Danny and I were joking because you see Julio Rodriguez looks so happy. He's like, we just dodged a bullet. Sadly, they ended up losing that game, which maybe for the benefit of that fan. Because he was definitely a Rockies fan. It was over in Colorado, the game. Could you imagine being the person that cost your team a win?
Oh.
I mean, I don't think anyone celebrated. He might have left.
He's not going to get out of that alive.
Do you think he might have? He might have thought about leaving.
I probably would have.
In fear of like getting beat up by some people.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some drunk, angry people. Granted, it's early in the season, and the Rockies already stink. Like, if it was like making a playoff push and that happened.
And now everybody knows what he looks like.
Yeah, it's all over the video.
All over his face.
I didn't even catch the ball. He almost caught it, and it just fell and landed in the field. At least if you're going to do that, you would hope you catch the ball.
Yeah.
Which it got me thinking, though, about it has nothing to do with baseball, but it has to do with Taylor Swift, but hear me out on this.
Oh, my God.
So apparently there's a music website or a music publication. The reviewer of the album had nothing positive to say about the record. Like, it was a bad review about how he didn't think the record, he or she didn't think the record was good. And they posted the review without that person's name because they're worried about the backlash that person might get from the Taylor Swift fans, because the last time she put out a record, one of their columnists wrote a bad review, and apparently that person was getting death threats, getting like constantly harassed online. It got to the point where it was just like too much. So this time around, whoever reviewed it, maybe it's the same person, who knows, didn't like the album, and like, you know what, we're not even going to put your name with it.
I thought the Swifties were a positive people.
They are, unless you say something bad about Taylor Swift.
You must like her.
Yes, that's why I like her. I'm just fearful for my life. I really don't like her music.
I'm going to be a lot more careful about what I say on the show.
Yeah, that's why I always take two steps back when you start insulting her.
Because we're huge with the Swifties on the Daily Meg Show.
Clearly.
Yes.
Swifties for life. None of us want to get death threats.
No. A woman tried getting on a plane with 56 pounds of something, which led to her getting arrested. What was it? We will tell you during the Daily Meg's download after Breaking Benjamin.
The Daily Meg's Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Today is a very special day. Today, enjoy yourself some jelly beans. It's National Jelly Bean Day. What's that?
I was going to ask, do you have a hot take on popcorn-flavored jelly beans?
I don't mind them. I think they're pretty good.
I dig them.
It's one of those ones where I had it at first. I'm like, this is trash. But then I'm like, let me try another one. Nah, it's not as trashy as I thought. And then eventually you just keep eating them and you grow to love them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know. Hot take, right? Popcorn jelly beans. You learn to love them. It's also Earth Day, so...
Plant trees.
Yeah.
You know, pick up trash.
Recycle something for a day at least. Feel like you're helping out the planet. Mm-hmm. Come on, people. The Mariners helping out our mood, I think. Because, well, they won another series again. This against the lowly Colorado Rockies. But who cares? They won two of the three. Could have won all three, but they ended up losing that one in extra innings. It was a make-good game because Friday's game was postponed. So they did a doubleheader yesterday. They lost the early game, but then won in big fashion in that later game at like 10-2. What a game for the Seattle Mariners. So up next for them, taking on the Texas Rangers in Texas. That series starts tomorrow.
Let's go, Mariners. A woman was stopped at a Memphis International Airport for allegedly carrying 56 pounds of marijuana in her luggage. So the Memphis police say that the woman's luggage just busted open on a United Airlines air cart. Upon inspecting the luggage, they discovered a massive stash. They are estimating that the 56 pounds of pot that she had is between $171,000 and $342,000. That's a big gap.
Well, and also, how did she think she could get away with that? It's just, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's like, people freak out about, like, maybe even, like, bringing, like, one of those vape pens. Like, oh, I don't know. I could get in trouble. She's like, screw it. 56 pounds of weed. I'm not going to travel this way.
She's charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intention to manufacture, deliver, or sell.
I feel like she should get extra sentencing for just being stupid.
Yes.
You know, like, the stupid clause. Like, yeah, you did something wrong, but you were also really stupid with it as well. I got a little distracted because I was starting to see online all these different like football jerseys that are popping up. Our buddy Caesar just sent us what are going to be the new jerseys for the Denver Broncos. I guess the Houston Texans are also putting out some new jerseys today as well. It's kind of exciting if you know, you're a fan of those teams. Got a little bit of a different look, a little different vibe. And I bring up jerseys because, well, everyone's talking about Caitlin Clark, of course, the incredible basketball player that is now going to be in the WNBA. She was the top pick by the Indiana Fever, which... for a lot of us, we never even knew that there was a team in Indiana. Didn't know they were even called the Fever, but now everybody does. And apparently everyone's going to be owning her jersey as well. A stat just came out and said that her new jersey has already outsold the entire Dallas Cowboys roster of jersey sales. That just shows the impact that she's going to have on this sport. It's insane. And there were some other teams that she outsold as well, but the Cowboys were a big one because that's America's team. And here she is just doing it on her own. There's also talks about how the Indiana Fever in the past didn't have a lot of their games shown on national TV. 36 of their 40 regular season games will be on national TV, which is up from 22 the year before. And also a bunch of teams have had to move their games against the Indiana Fever to a bigger arena to house the amount of fans that want to see her play in whatever state that they're in or city that they're in.
Insanely exciting.
That is awesome. It's like, I feel like this woman is, I mean,
She's putting the WNBA really on the map for a lot of people who maybe weren't paying attention before.
There's a 13-year-old middle school girl in Pennsylvania who attacked a 12-year-old classmate last week with, quote, a large Stanley cup. Those things are dangerous, y'all.
Again, I thought at first when I saw this story, and I'm thankful that the person's okay, but when I first saw the story, I thought that they had like a replica hockey Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah.
I keep forgetting that there's other Stanley Cups now that are popular.
Very trendy.
Yeah.
And apparently a weapon. And the victim is expected to be okay. The attacker is going to face charges.
I hope so.
Yeah, parents are furious.
And I want to give a big shout out to Tacoma's own Shane Swerve Strickland. You know him in the world of wrestling because he's like a member of the All Elite Wrestling, which is coming to town in May. And holy smokes, he won the championship last night, which was a big deal, obviously, for him and for a lot of people who love him. He's the first ever African-American world champion for All Elite Wrestling, which was a very big deal to him. Like, that's something that he really wanted to make happen. So it's a big moment. I saw his kids were celebrating on social media as well. That was pretty awesome to see. Incredible dude. We've had him here a lot of times for Defy Wrestling, the independent wrestling promotion, and he helped put Defy Wrestling on the map just from all the matches that he would have and all that he gave back to the local community as well. So pretty cool to see Tacoma's own Swerve Strickland as the now champ of AEW. As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 61 degrees. It's going to be sunny. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.